The Catholic Archdiocese of Boston will close 81 parishes by the end of the year. Some are shutting their doors for lack of a priest, others for lack of parishioners. As Jackson Brader reports, the closing of St. Margaret's Parish in Brockton, Massachusetts, last Sunday resulted from institutional failures of a different kind.
Baptisms, confirmations, marriages. By these accounts, St. Margaret's was a great parish. Between long-time members and newcomers from the Cape Verdean Islands, the parish was home for some 2,500 families. Father Richard Conway became pastor in 1998.
The parish is 102 years old. The pastor who built the church saw this church in Italy when he was visiting and wanted an exact copy of it, even to the point of using the same kind of brick.
Porous brick, it turns out, made for the hot Italian sun, not the winters of New England. The repairs would cost $1.5 million. Lou Ford of the parish council says water damage finally forced the city to condemn the building last December.
Tears are when we close that building at Christmas time. You know, that's the biggest thing. You have to understand the archdiocese told us we couldn't do any fundraising. So if you have some angry people like myself, we didn't ask them for any money.
And so St. Margaret's made the parish gym their church. But 5 months later, the archdiocese announced that this too would close.
Kathy Regan, 29 years. I got married here, taught CCD here. This is very sad. It's like a whole family. It's kind of breaking up.
Moses Rodriguez was one of the first Cape Verdeans to serve as altar boy at St. Margaret's.
My happiest memory, probably once we became part of the church as a whole. We were always seen as outsiders, you know, just renting space or something like that. But once the new pastor came in, somehow he kind of unified the groups, thus making it one parish.
Lou Ford was baptized here in 1954.
On the parish council.
President.
I used to do the youth group. I've been pretty involved.
He's very active.
I think the fondest thing is all my kids being receiving the sacraments, and my granddaughter, my first grandchild, received the sacrament of baptism here. We were happy in the gym. Archdiocese didn't see it that way, so they're going to close us. So, parish is the people, it's not the building.
The Cape Verdean congregation will be joining a new parish on the other side of Brockton. For everyone else, the challenge will be to find a parish that might someday feel like home. For NPR News, this is Jackson Brader.